survey conducted by Afrobarometer has found that some South African companies, or some South Africans rather, believe corruption has worsened. I'm sure this isn't just individuals, many companies I know from our side, has worsened during President Cyril Ramaphosa's tenure. Now, the Afrobarometer team, which is led by the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation and Plus 94 Research, they interviewed 1,600 adult South Africans in May and June of this year. Now, mind you, of course, I'm sure much of that interviews took place before the riots of July here in KZN and in Gauteng. Now, it found that almost 64% of those surveyed stated that corruption increased in the past year, with 49% saying that it has increased a lot more. We speak to Afrobarometer's Preston Govindasamy. Good morning, Preston.
Hi, good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
Preston, tell us, what were the key findings of this year's survey?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. So as you mentioned, one of the key findings we saw is the change in the level of corruption. We asked our respondents if they thought corruption increased or decreased, and around 49% suggested that 49% of South Africans suggested that corruption has increased a lot, and 15% said it increased by somewhat. That's about 64% who kind of claim that corruption is on the rise in South Africa in the past year. I think some of the other key findings are, we asked another question on who citizens think is involved in corruption, and we offered 10 response options, most of them of which were government institutions, and some were NGOs, religious leaders, and business executives. And we find that more than 56% of South Africans feel that the South African police service, most or all of them, are involved in corruption. Similarly, we find that 53% suggest that the president and his officials, most of them or all of them, are involved in corruption. And finally, we find that 51% of South Africans say that most or all of local government councillors are involved in corruption. This is very different from what we see when it comes to religious leaders, NGOs, and traditional leaders. We see there's significantly more trust among these institutions.
Preston, you know, did that survey accommodate like a question that also hoped to understand what was the level or the perception of corruption amongst common people? I mean, quite often common people would look at corruption committed by officials, by government officials, simply because they consider it, and would all likelihood it is on a larger, on a macro sort of scale. But corruption, of course, is endemic to South Africa. I mean, you'll find people behaving in a corrupt way when it comes to normal, regular services, a few hundred bucks here and there, and, you know, driving around and you stopped over and pulled over by a police, abled and enabled by members of the public. Did that survey also accommodate a question that, what about everybody else besides them?
That is a very good point. And yes, the Afrobarometer survey that ran in South Africa between May and June 2021 asked a particular question relating to that, and it said, how often, if ever, have you paid a bribe, gift, or do a favor to obtain services needed? And it came after a question, did you interact with any of these services first? And we find that in South Africa, in 2021, 24% of respondents who interacted with government services said they had to pay a bribe to avoid a problem with the police. That is almost a quarter of South Africans who say they had to pay a bribe to avoid a problem with the police. Interestingly, also, 21% say that they had to pay a bribe for an identity document, a license or passport or some other government document. I guess in more lower instances, we find that 8% say that they had to pay a bribe for medical care at a public health institution. So we see here that there is a quite a significant proportion of South Africans who are sort of perpetuating corruption in the sense and involved in corruption. We ran the numbers for 2018 and compared it to 2021, for instance, and we see that in 2018, for the government document or license or passport, 13% gave a bribe, but this shifted up to 21% in 2021. So we're seeing slight increases in corruption among the citizenship of South Africa.
Preston, you know, we are, of course, just after, should I say, at the tail end of one of the most significant commissions that have taken place in South Africa, exclusively focusing upon the level of corruption in government. Now, of course, I'm referring to the Zondo Commission. Do you believe the exposure of corruption at the Zondo Commission, the evidence of billions looted from state-owned enterprises, testimony upon testimony of government officials and former government officials, talking about how, or implicating either themselves or other people in this, in this negative, nefarious activity, has this now created some sort of impression upon the people, upon people in general, that have maybe added to their views and influenced the survey?
Definitely, you are definitely quite right there. I think for a significant part, the sentiments of South Africans around corruption may be around the legacy of the previous president, President Jacob Zuma, and we know that President Cyril Ramaphosa has made it his duty to highlight and expose corruption. That was the campaign of his presidency. So perhaps the sentiments of South Africans now are a result of the legacy of what we're finding in the Zondo Commission and what we're finding from the previous president. But we must also be very aware that this presidency and his officials have also come under fire for corruption. If we look at the scandal in the health department, for instance, we see that could have marred this presidency. The fact that also corruption is being exposed in the media at a level that has never been exposed before is also contributing to the perceptions of South Africans that corruption is on the rise. So I do think that the exposure in the media is contributing to that significantly.
Preston, finally, the importance of whistleblowers in exposing corruption is undeniable. I mean, how else would the public or even law enforcement, as willing or unwilling as they may be, actually identify who a corrupt individual is without a whistleblower? However, I mean, we have recently seen the deadly consequences of this when the senior official in the Gauteng Health Department, referring to Ms. Deokaran, was gunned down. I mean, do you find a reluctance among South Africans in being prepared to come forward with information on corruption, either because of a genuine fear or because, they have mistrust in law enforcement, or somehow it is a culture to get away with crime in certain circles?
That is a very astute observation. Afrobarometer does speak to that, and I think the example we find in the health department, again, where the whistleblower and key witness was gunned down, is a perfect example to contextualize our results in. We find that when we asked a question, in this country, can ordinary people report incidents of corruption without fear, or do they risk retaliation? We found that 76% of South Africans in 2021 suggested that they fear retaliation or other negative consequences if they speak out. That is almost more than three quarters of South Africans who fear retaliation. That tells us something about our anti-corruption and whistleblowing mechanisms. Perhaps there needs to be safer reporting channels. you know, for ordinary citizens. Perhaps there also needs to be more assertive oversight and professional accountability systems. When we ran these numbers in 2018, only 63% of South Africans said they fear the risk of retaliation. That has moved up to 76%, so an increase about 13 percentage points there. So it definitely tells us that South Africans are feeling more reluctant to report crime because of negative consequences, and it goes to show that perhaps government is not handling the fight on corruption well. We also asked the question of, on how well do you think government is handling the fight against corruption? And 60% said very badly. 15% said fairly badly. So we have about 75% there who feel that government is not approaching anti-corruption very well, in spite of its efforts to hoist out corruption in the institution.
President Govindasamy, on behalf of Afrobarometer, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Radio Islam International, and have yourself a good weekend, Preston.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a good weekend, too.